Introducing Bozo, the world's most famous clown.
Welcome back to the cabin. This is the Up North Podcast. I'm Pat Kreitlow, along with Kirk Bangstad and Sarah Yacoub. Yeah, you probably know who we're talking about next year. But first, I want to harken back to somebody else. Remember Herb Kohl and his original campaign slogan from 1988, "Nobody's Senator But Yours"? Now we're going to talk about someone who seems to be nobody's senator, period.
In fact, we just heard from members of the labor force in Oshkosh who have basically been stabbed in the back by none other than Senator Ron Johnson. Now we want to turn our attention to Ron John himself.
Okay, so this is my special happy place that we get to welcome my personal friend and the reason that we're even on the air right now is Mike Crute, who is the foundation of the radio station we're based with, that's the Up North Podcast. Crutey is his nickname. He's a co-founder of Devil's Advocate Radio Show, a couple hours of progressive talk every afternoon on this station, 92.7. And this dude, if anybody hasn't heard him before, if you're listening on the radio station, of course you have, but on our podcast this weekend, maybe not. This guy has covered Ron Johnson from the progressive point of view more than probably anybody in the state of Wisconsin. So we're going to do, because Rojo said such crazy things throughout the course of his political career, but this whole thing about Wisconsin has enough jobs already, just it was the tip of the iceberg. So this whole segment's going to be about the craziest things that Ron Johnson's ever said. And like Bozo the Clown, like there was like the grand prize game where you had to throw like a little ball, like a little ball in like the basket, and like the kid who won, like won some cool stuff. So we're going to do a top 10 list in the vein of the grand prize game with Bozo the Clown, with Rojo the Clown.
Let's get pretty in here because you have been talking, you've talked to Ron Johnson for years because you weren't, you know, a lot of progressive outlets might not have wanted to talk to him, but you guys have had dialogue for years. So thanks for being here. How are you? And tell me about the evolution, the evolution of Ron Johnson over the years as you've dealt with him.
Well, thank you for welcoming me to the multiple cabins here and on the Up North Podcast. And yeah, I've invited Ron on our show, and it was never me, just for the record. It was my co-pilot and college roommate and lifelong friend, Dominic. And Dominic would invite Ron on the show. And we worked at Heartless Radio, and we had the progressive booth 10 feet away from where conservative radio was. So, you know, we'd see Scott Walker coming out of Icky Vicky McKenna's booth, or we'd see Ron Johnson coming out. And sooner or later, you start introducing yourself to the staff or whatever the case may be. You suck up during the commercial breaks. And anyways, Ron agreed to come on the show. And this was way back a year before he was running for re-election in 16, when he was promising all of us he wasn't ever going to run for re-election again.
Just two.
I promised you, I promised my wife she'd kill me. Well, I wish she'd hurry up and get to it. But we've had Ron on more than 25 times, exclusive interviews with Ron Johnson. We had him the day after the impeachment when he voted to acquit Donald Trump. We've had Ron through trips to Moscow. We've had Ron on the show. And most recently, and Kirk, you know this story, I went out and chased Ron Johnson in Madison, not more than 2 weeks ago, and it was the very next day after Ron said, and I'm sure it's on your top 10 list somewhere.
It is.
Steal the thunder, but Ron went on a TV station in La Crosse and effectively said, you know, parents need to plan for their own kids. And if they don't do so, why is that society's fault? And I saw Ron the very next morning, and I'd like to think I was the very finest of journalists, asking him the very first time, "Hey, Ron, What about the orphan kids? What exactly is society's responsibility if the parents don't want the kids or circumstance gets in the way? Well, Mike, of course, we're compassionate, he claims. But within 2 minutes, he's telling us why paying for other people's kids is going to bust the federal budget. And not more than 2 minutes later than that, he was bragging about the accomplishment of the unfunded Trump tax cuts to the tune of $1.5 trillion. And he's proud of that, but we can't afford other people's kids.
No, we cannot. So it was one of the many things. There's just so much material to work with. And it's from the Trump playbook that if you flood the zone with enough crazy and outlandish things, you're going to forget some of those. So we're all going to take turns over the next few minutes here, just sharing probably as close as we can get to a top 10 list. But again, it's tough to rank. So we're going to get Sarah into the mix here too, and start with number 10, because it is the most recent one, Sarah. So I'm sure it's the one that resonates the freshest with you of things we can't believe our senator said.
Wait, but let Evan play the drum roll first before Sarah reads number 10.
Kirk's worked so hard on special effects here. All right, Sarah, Evan. you have to say number 10 and then pause for the drum roll.
Okay. Number 10.
We'll assume there's a drum roll there.
Kevin!
Is everybody hearing the drum roll? Okay, great. Quote, it's not like we don't have enough jobs here in Wisconsin. Close quote.
We just spent some time, talking about that. And, Crudy, we talked to the UAW guys, and they were just like, can you believe this? Again, this is not the first thing he said, but what were you thinking the first time you heard him say that?
You asked me about the de-evolution of Ron Johnson, and he's never cared about workers. That hasn't been a big change for him.
No.
Ron's always been on the management, the ownership side of the table. And, I've been put in these weird positions. I used to think Ron Johnson was, let's call him country club cordial. And literally, as much as any Republican I've ever met, the guy has advanced my career. I went to the Trump inauguration on Ron Johnson's tickets. Ron Johnson entertained us in D.C., took us around the Senate office building and introduced us to the staff, did long form interviews. So Ron has done some, let's call it country club cordial things, but he has certainly shifted. But Ron never gave a damn about the workers.
Yeah, he has been consistent that way. So yes, that one is fine. But then there's the ones that I don't know, Kirk, you're going to take number 9, bud.
Okay. So Evan, give us a drum roll, please. All right. So number 9 is this. This is in quotes with Senator Ron Johnson. There's a reason Greenland was called Greenland. It was actually green at one point in time. It's a whole lot whiter now, so we've experienced climate change throughout geologic time.
Okay.
Crudy, do you think about that, my friend?
Ryan's always taking the attitude, I'm not a climate change denier. I'm just not a climate change alarmist. But he's certainly not a student of history either. I saw the guy at a press conference where he literally said, we need less instructors in college and more Ken Burns films.
Oh, so, that's right. See,
the source.
I knew we were going to forget some doozies.
I lived all of these events up close and personal, Pat. Oh,
see, that's why we've got you here for subtext. We gave you 9. Now you just gave us a great 9A, which is fantastic. Number 8, of course, is something that should be very serious. Number 8 is pandemic related. Why do we assume the body's natural immune system isn't the marvel that it is? Why do you think that we can create something better than God in terms of combating disease? Which begs the question, why do any of us wear glasses? Because apparently we are perfect vehicles already.
Why have we had polio vaccine? Did the polio vaccine, do we need that?
Apparently not. Apparently not.
You remember the related quote, I believe at the same time frame, Ron Johnson literally said, try all the drugs.
Yes, that's just it, you know? So again, having it both ways is just on brand. Kirk, you threw in number seven, and we don't have time to get this deep into European, you know, neo-fascist history, but go ahead.
Okay, so basically Hungary is kind of like pretty authoritarian, and so they restrict media. They make sure that they kind of
it's not a good version. Situation. They are what Trump would like America to be.
Yeah. So basically, Ron Johnson, this is his quote: "I recognize the liberal left doesn't like Hungary, but there are so many positive things about what they're doing in that country,"
which is right on par with. But Mussolini made sure the trains ran on time. It's just, look, let's keep our eye on the big picture here.
Let's keep going. We got seven. Well, go for it, Crudy.
Well, I don't mean to insert myself, but I had Ron Johnson on, and I asked Ron Johnson early in 2017, the Trump presidency, "Hey, Ron, you got the gavel for the HISGAC committee. You have subpoena power." I said, "What about the Stormy Daniels, Ron? If this was Obama, you'd be screaming Stormy, Stormy, Stormy from the rooftop." And his answer was the literal Sergeant Schultz, "I know nothing. I see nothing."
It's so that's true.
That's my German fascist World War II reference.
Oh, sure, well, sure. But his apparent either coziness or something, with Russian talking points, it is well known. I mean, he has acknowledged that he got an FBI briefing warning him that he was the target of Russian disinformation. Johnson said he didn't take the warning seriously. He thought the FBI briefing was completely useless and unnecessary. So, look, his fixation on Hunter Biden and Ukraine is well known of amplifying points that have long been, disproven. But like a dog with a bone, he's going to hang on to that. Sarah, the same way with number five, he hangs on to some more of the quackery about the pandemic.
Yeah, so number five, drum roll please. Our state senator, or excuse me, U.S. senator, had the distinct honor of being suspended from YouTube because he is so off the rails with his support of using hydroxychloroquine against a virus, the same drug Trump enthusiastically endorsed and used as a preventative treatment for coronavirus last year.
And closely related to that, Kirk, is number four.
Okay, drum roll, please. Number four. This is a huge one. This is the funniest one, but we got to save the more nefarious ones for earlier. So Ron Johnson said that mouthwash can kill COVID-19, and the manufacturer of Listerine, as well as every medical expert in the field, said there's no evidence at all to prove that. Crudy, chime in on that one. I think we got enough time.
Well, Ron always does have fresh breath.
That's why his wife has not killed him. Yeah,
maybe. Yeah, maybe he's discovered the key to happy marriage. We've hit on number three. It is not society's responsibility to take care of other people's children. Again, you have to pick up your jaw and go through those. Number two, Kirk. That one seems to be especially galling, given the way that he has talked about the January 6th insurrection.
All right. Evan, give us a good drum roll for number two and number one. So I'll give you some time. This is wild. Okay. Out of Ron Johnson's own mouth, even though those thousands of people that were marching to the Capitol were trying to pressure people like me to vote the way they wanted me to vote, I knew those people were people that loved this country, that truly respect law enforcement and would do anything and would never do anything to break the law. So I wasn't concerned.
Crudy,
speaking about the January 6th insurrection.
You've probably talked to him about this, about his feeling of how he didn't feel unsafe around the insurrectionists compared to how he would have felt if it was, say, a Black Lives Matter protest.
Well, actually, I have not spoken to Ron, and there had been an absence in our relationship from September before the election into September of 2020 until very recently when I saw him in the hallway. I had heard Ron's comments. Of course, the extension was, you know, if there were Black Lives Matter protesters coming to burn it down, well, you know, back off, Ron. But Ron looked at me, recognized me, sort of got a quirky look on his face, walked over, shook my hand, and said, "Oh, I thought you were a media tracker from the other side." And my only response, at least internally, was, "Well, I am rooting against you, Senator."
Too funny. And which brings us to number one, drum roll please.
Number one!
Senator Ron Johnson would like to see the Wisconsin Election Commission abolished. He thinks, and actually said, that the GOP state lawmakers should unilaterally assert control of federal elections in Wisconsin. So let's unpack that one, guys.
Well, I mean, what's to unpack in 30 seconds here? Crudy, let's just wrap it up this way. As you're covering Senator Johnson's quest for a third term, you have a feeling like defending democracy is going to be a full-time job for your show?
Oh, absolutely. I lead there every day. If Merrick Garland would do his job, we would declare it Merrick Garland Day all across America.
Oh, with no doubt there. So, folks, if you are not a regular listener of Devil's Advocates Radio, go to devilradio927.com. You can listen live on the website or call up our past shows, download the app, and take his fine program and ours with you when you are on the road. We're going to our final break. We'll wrap up the show in just a moment. Thanks, Crudy.